Sweden has moved a step closer to NATO membership today with the publication of a new security policy analysis, which could lead to the end of its two-century tradition of neutrality and military non-alignment. Sweden's neighbour Finland has already signalled its intention to join NATO, prompting Russia to say that it would respond with retaliatory steps, both of a military, technical and other nature. We're joined now by Derek Scally from the Irish Times, who's in Stockholm. Derek Scally, good afternoon. What does the publication of this security policy analysis mean for Sweden?
Well, it really means that they're trying to get in Sweden, they're trying to get a broad political analysis for alliance for what, as you said, is a huge significant step for Sweden. And the idea is that neutrality and non-alignment has served them well in the past, but in a completely new environment caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, to retain that security, they're saying we need to make changes, and the change would be possibly an application for NATO membership as early as next week.
And the country's ruling party then, the Social Democrats, are divided on NATO membership, aren't they?
They are. They've always been. I mean, and people might remember the 70s and 80s, the huge time of nuclear non-alignment, and Sweden was a leader at that point. And many people in the Social Democrats are saying that that tradition is now being thrown out the window. They've had a very heated but very short debate. This is a major issue, they're saying, and they're being bulldozed into agreeing. And there's going to be a very heated meeting of the party board of the Social Democrats on Sunday. But all signs are that the party has already made up its mind. It's not saying that in public, but that it will go along with this. And having this broad alliance of parties is sort of their way of sending a message to their own party members that the Social Democrats, they are a hugely influential party in Sweden, but they don't speak for all of Swedes.
And at what point then might an application for NATO membership come?
Well, we're getting signals that Finland, who's been a lot more enthusiastic about this, they share a border with Russia, 1,300 kilometres of it, that they are going to press ahead as early as Sunday. But the Swedes are going to have, the Social Democrats will decide on Sunday. And then there's talk of an emergency cabinet meeting, and then a parliamentary sitting first, a cabinet meeting after that, and that would be the green light in Sweden as early as Monday or Tuesday. The hope has been in Stockholm and in Helsinki that both capitals will coordinate their applications, they'll send them in tandem. But that, of course, creates what they're calling a grey zone, when they won't be 100% under NATO protection while they're waiting for accession agreement from all 30 members. So other NATO members have been acting to assuage those fears, but that's sort of that interim period is looming.
All right, Derek, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Derek Scally from the Irish Times in Stockholm.